Mark, I'll just start off first of all looking back at, you know, those important moments in the Challenge Cup semi-final against Coventry. Just take me through how you saw it.
I think playing Coventry, you know, obviously we played them so many times this season. Both teams, you know what each other are about, and for us it was going in there the first leg and you know, not just playing to keep it close, but going there to win. And I think we came out really hard and we got some big goals at key moments, you know, right at the end of the second period, killing a 5-on-3. And I really think we took the momentum from that game into the second game. You know, they scored early, but you know, our fans got behind us. They didn't kind of go quiet, and I think that really spurred us on. And you know, we wanted to win that game. We didn't just want to win the aggregate score. We wanted to win that game too. And I think you know, we had some big goals again at key moments, and that was able to see us through.
What were the big goals and the big moments for you? Was it that Chris Culligan goal?
I think so. In the second leg, I mean, as I said, that you know, with Coventry going a goal up, you can kind of get a bit worried and think, okay, you know, let's just defend. But we, you know, we kept going, we kept playing our game plan. We didn't change, and that was an absolutely huge goal by Chris Culligan. You know, and I mean, the way he scored it, I think as well, you know, really got the guys going and into the game.
Just describe the goal for us, because there's been a lot of talk about it. It's gone fairly viral on, you know, YouTube and things like that. Just talk us through how you saw it.
Well, you know, Cully's a guy that just, you know, works hard every shift. And, you know, it was a puck looped over the top by Andrew Lord. He was going for a line change and he saw Culligan, you know, heading up the ice. And, you know, Cully just didn't give up on it, really. Some guys maybe would have, you know, thought, oh, I'm never getting that puck. He didn't give up on it. And the defenseman was all over him, but he just kept going, was dragged down and was able to, even though he was on the ice, reach round and put it in the net.
So now the Challenge Cup final is being played in Sheffield. It's a change of format, just the one game. What are your thoughts about that and also playing against the Sheffield Steelers in the final?
I think the one-off final is a good idea. I think, you know, obviously, hopefully it attracts a big crowd. And, you know, I mean, obviously it's in Sheffield and we're facing Sheffield, which, you know, is a tough task. But I think it's a one-off game. I believe they have a very strong team, but we do also. So, you know, it's a one-off game, as I said, and anything can happen.
Many people previously referred to Cardiff as a small rink team. Has that now changed, do you think?
I think it has. I think with the recruitment this year, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, we are suited to our rink in some ways, but I think there's been an absolutely huge improvement on our waveform on the big ice. I mean, over the recent years we have struggled, but I believe this year we have it. So much skill and speed in our lineup, we can adapt to both.
And you've played for the Devils in two spells for what, 8 years? How's the club changed in that time?
Massively. I mean, you know, all the years I played here, I enjoyed it, but this year has really been an eye-opener to how things have been run by Todd Kalman. You know, from the ownership down to Todd Kalman to Andrew Lord, it's just been a huge change. And you know, the way it's ran and the way that the players are treated is totally different and, you know, way more professional.
What are the main differences? Because a lot of talk obviously about Todd Kalman coming in. How is he, what changes has he made to the club?
I think it's just the positivity around the club, you know. I mean, the way that sponsors are cared for, you know, the way that fans are treated is just, you know, it's just been highlighted for the fact, you know, the amount of fans have been coming to games. And obviously a big thing with that is the product on the ice. And, you know, I think that obviously comes down to Andrew Lord as well. But I think overall the club has just, you know, had a bit of a bad name in Cardiff for a little while. And I think that, you know, Todd has done a great job in turning that around.
And moving back to talking about the Challenge Cup, of course, you're a previous winner. You won it during your first season at Cardiff. What are your memories from that particular Challenge Cup run and the final itself?
That was an amazing feeling winning the first one in Cardiff. We were heading into the second leg, as it was two-legged back then, and it was I think we were 3-0 down maybe, and Coventry were really the powerhouse team back then. They under Paul Thompson, they were winning trophies every year, and I don't think many people gave us much of a chance, and to turn it around like we did was amazing.
And then you yourself went on to win a further two Challenge Cups, the Cup Finals, the next 2 years, one obviously with Cardiff and then one obviously with your time with the Nottingham Panthers.
Yeah, obviously, it's great winning trophies, and I think the Challenge Cup over the years has never really been given enough credit. Obviously the big one is the league, and then people think of the playoffs. But with the Challenge Cup, you play a lot of games, and it's very tough to win.
And that Challenge Cup with Nottingham, how was that cup win different to the two previous wins with Cardiff?
I don't know if it was different so much. I just think obviously when we won in Nottingham, I think we managed to have a bit of a lead going into the second leg. So maybe it was a bit of a different feeling for the game. Obviously we were holding the lead rather than chasing one. But again, it was great to win. And like I say, any trophy you win is a great achievement. And you just want to win more.
Does it give you a hunger going forward into this year's final as well? Obviously, having not won it since, I'm just looking back at the stats, the last one was in 2007-08. Does it give you more hunger to get back there and get another Challenge Cup medal?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think, since I've been in Cardiff, I think my first year back in Cardiff, we made it to the final and we came very close against Nottingham. And since then, I've played in a few playoff finals, and I always felt that I was playing maybe under strength teams with injuries and stuff, and we overachieved to get to finals and just fell short. And I really feel that we have a good chance this time, and it would be great to get a trophy after not winning one for quite a while.
And of course, one man that you'll know very well on the opposite side of the bench, Gerard Adams, and also Phil Hill. I'll just start by asking you about G. Tell me about your association with him, how far you kind of go back.
Obviously, I mean, my first year in Cardiff, G was my teammate, and I was very young, and he helped me out a lot. And then the next season, he moved on to be my coach, and every year I played for G. We had a great relationship. He took me back when I became a defenseman for my second spell in Cardiff. And I have to, a lot to thank him for. He played me lots of minutes, and I'd like to help me become the player I am now.
What was that like for you, having a guy of his experience taking you under the wing by the sounds of it? And what experience did he pass on to you?
Well, I think the thing with G is, when he was coach, mainly he was player coach, and the one thing he wanted was the effort, and he put that effort in, and you watched him, and he was working hard, and he always worked hard, and you learned off that, and as I said, I mean, the thing mainly for me was just how much he played me. That experience is invaluable. You have to be playing to improve, and he played me straight away in all key situations, and I really feel I learned from that.
What are the emotions then going up against him in the Challenge Cup final?
Oh, I think, I'm sure he'd say the same at the end of the day. When you get to a final like this, you just want to win, and all you can think about is your team winning, and at the end of the day, I think that's the way everyone feels. You just go into the game, and your only objective is to win. You're not thinking about anything else.
And another guy that you've played with, obviously now with the Steelers, Phil Hill, played with him for what, I think 6 seasons, both in your first spell and also when you got to the second. Talk me through your relationship with Phil Hill.
Yeah, obviously know Phil very well. I played with him here in Cardiff and with the Great Britain national team, and train with him in the summer here in Cardiff, and he's a very good friend, and it'll be the same situation, you know. Once we get on the ice, he'll be thinking the same thing. We'll both be wanting to win that trophy as much as each other, I'm sure, and after the game, maybe we'll be friends again, we'll see.
It's one of those situations, isn't it, when you come up against former teammates, it kind of goes out the window for 60 minutes, but then you're all kind of friends off the ice afterwards.
Definitely. I think, you know, that's the beauty of hockey, really. You know, you could be playing against your best friend, but once that puck drops, that, you know, that friendship's put on hold for the duration of the game. And, you know, but then whatever happens in the game, once it finishes, it's done. You know, I think that's the beauty of the game. It's, you know, you're playing physical against your best friend 1 minute, and then once the game's finished, you know, it's all forgotten about.
Going back to talk about the game, obviously it's a one-off final now. Where do you think the game's going to be won, and what are the important areas for the Cardiff Devils?
I think for us it's just, you know, playing the way we play and our game plan. All year we've stuck to the systems and et cetera, and that's where we've been successful. You know, we went through a little bad spell, and, you know, we had to address those things that, you know, made us successful as a team. And I really think playing solid defense and, you know, taking our chances when we get them, and just playing our game. You know, we don't want to think that we're in their building and it's a different game. We just play our game, and I think we give ourselves a good chance.
And it's been an even game, obviously, two wins in the league, three losses in the league, and then obviously one apiece in the Challenge Cup. But, you know, you have won in the arena before, so do you take confidence from that?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, looking back on all the games in the arena, I don't think we've ever really been totally outplayed, you know. And I think, as you say, I mean, it's a one-off game. Wherever it's played, you know, with the skill we have in our team, we've always got a chance to win. And we just have to go with that positive attitude. And, you know, I think it'll be a really good game, whatever happens.